Started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart.
All right, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Earl Ingram, guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. You can hear me Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. At 540 AM WAUK. But I have decided to dedicate this entire 2 hours to the life and legacy of Jimmy Carter. And as I continue to, you know, talk about some of the great accomplishments of this man, what I want you to get out of this, and 855-752-4842, is when you hear the negative connotations that you're going to hear from people about Jimmy Carter. And is it true? Yes. When Jimmy Carter was president of the United States, I recall the oil embargo. And when the interest rates, well, I think it was 18, 20%. It was some outlandish number. Back in about 1976 or 75 or somewhere around there, I remember working. I was working in industry. I was in the automobile industry. And the inflation, the interest rate ballooned because of the oil embargo, something that Jimmy Carter had no control over. It forced recession. And so people blamed Jimmy Carter for that. And as I remember being laid off, being a very young man, not understanding why all of a sudden I was making money, and then all of a sudden I'm laid off, and it got me to start looking at how things work politically in the country. And so Jimmy Carter took the blame for that. And it's one of the reasons why they said Jimmy Carter was one of the worst presidents in the history of our nation because of that. But see, when you hear that, and then you hear, you know, Jimmy Carter was responsible for the Iran-Contra hostages. But then you say, well, Jimmy Carter didn't, he showed weakness and cowardice. And so when you hear those things, which you're going to keep hearing, the other side of the equation is going to be bringing that up, you need to respond. With all of these great things that Jimmy Carter did, you know, and they're so numerous that we're going to keep on running, rattling them off for the next, you know, hour, because I would be remiss if I didn't do that. This is from Larry Leroy, and it says, Carter was very public about his faith. The group Americans United for Separation of Church and State issued a statement celebrating him for including church-state separation and religious freedom among the important issues he championed. Rachel Laser, head of Americans United, noted Carter opposed religious leaders and houses of worship politicking, taxpayer funding of religious organizations, especially those that discriminate, removing evolution from school. This is, if you close your eyes and fast forward it, this discussion and conversation to today, at the root of this last election, was evangelicals and Christians who somehow intertwine with state. Jimmy Carter, as religious a man as there ever been, was opposed to that 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And yet, because he foresaw what transpired in this last election, the separation of church and state, which had a prominent role, and the founding fathers understood and knew the importance of that, all of a sudden, that's been done away with and it's creeped into the underbelly of this nation. And so now there is no separation of church and state anymore. It's almost like they're one and the same. And that can never be a good thing. We saw the impact of it the last election. And yet Jimmy Carter was a man who saw it coming 50 years ago and tried to warn us of it. Jimmy Carter established the Department of Education in 1979. Carter helped create a cabinet-level Department of Education, which focused on improving the quality of education and centralizing education policies at the federal level. Never mind, and don't misunderstand, that the man that's getting ready to become the president next month wants to do away with the Department of Education. At a time when, if ever there was a time that there needed to be a Department of Education, it's now. For heaven's sakes, America, which was once number one in education in the world, is now somewhere around 35, 36. The last thing we need to do is to do away with the Department of Education, something that Jimmy Carter was brilliant enough to create 50 years ago. Normalization of relations with China in 1979. Carter formally recognized the People's Republic of China, establishing diplomatic relations and improving ties between the two nations after years of isolation. I'm old enough. 855-752-4842. I'm Earl Ingram. I'm co-hosting for Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance. You can hear me Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Here on 540 AM WAUK. So I'm old enough to remember, you know, China. And when we had no involvement whatsoever with China, they were isolated from us and we were isolated from them. And there was no way possible because we felt like we were above the Chinese people. We never could see the vision that we'd ever come to a point where we would become trade partners. And we never could understand that because somebody lived in China and we lived in America, that we had more in common than we had not in common. It was Jimmy Carter, the man who saw that, and his humanity made us understand that we had to get beyond that. Had Jimmy Carter not done that, I don't know whether or not that would have ever happened, but it is because of him that it happened when it did. Global humanitarian work through the Carter Center. Now, over and over and over, people have decided, you know, against working with others. You know, one of the things that's missing in our nation, 855-752-4842, is the lack of humanity. And the reason that makes no sense is because the one thing that ties us all together is humanity. It's the one thing that we should be able to come together on, not separate ourselves because of it. It is certainly one of the things that is going to, as Dr. King once so eloquently said, man must find a way to do away with war, or war will find a way to do away with mankind. And so because we don't understand the humanity of people of the earth, it's because of that that we continue to spend almost $1 trillion a year on military. Jimmy Carter was opposed to that. And he fought that. And it's another one of the reasons why they wanted to do away with Jimmy Carter and why they did away with him. The one thing that clearly that man understood was his love for all human beings. And I don't know why, for the life of me, that we can't see that that's the best way. It's the only way that there'll ever be peace. Jimmy Carter saw it. He lived his life fighting that fight. And so, again, I don't want anybody to misconstrue who he was. You know, like I said, you don't have to take my word for it. They got a great invention called Google. And, man, you can Google the information and all of the things that this man has done and accomplished, and it will amaze you. You know, he clearly was a man who, even towards the end of his life, was still concerned about, you know, this nation and where it was headed as long as he was lucid. As he was starting to lose his thought in the last days that he was lucid, I was reading the other day, his concern was still about his beloved nation and the world and our nation's place in the world. In the last hours of his life, it's a reality of me thinking that I'll never see another man or get to know another man on that level who had the compassion that that man had. I'm Earl Ingram, hosting for Maggie Dawn. And you can join us at 855-752-4842. We're going to continue the life and legacy of the great Jimmy Carter. Hang on the phone line. We'll get you on the other side.
Got caught in the rush hour. Those fellas started to shower. You were the love and affection.